Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Mr. Big Willie is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. He broke a big story regarding the mines closing in West Virginia. And apparently the governor must have heard about this and has done something about it. So we'll be talking about with Mr. Big Willie, who is named after the radio station, or perhaps the radio station is named after him. We're still not quite sure about that. But that'll be after the 8 o'clock news. Then don't forget Dimitri Graffiti this morning, about 8:50-ish. And you call in, say, and do whatever you want within the rules of engagement. You do not interact with a host, though. This segment is entirely for you. You can also see the show now on Rumble. We're doing a live stream on Rumble now that Facebook has banned me because I've been sharing information with you about the Epstein files and showing you all the documentation. And I'm sure Facebook has once again caved in to government pressure, just like they did with coronavirus and then COVID-19. And Mark Zuckerberg admitted it. So I think they're doing that again. So they're trying to silence me. Well, they didn't silence me then, and they're not going to silence me now. So the live stream is on Rumble, and Rumble is like YouTube, except without the censorship. Rumble is great. Sign up for that. It's a video platform like YouTube, except it's for us. And Dimitri is with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. The last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Acidaris, except with you had a V. All right, going to play one more thing here. This from Thomas Massey, who's been golden on this issue about bringing charges against the billionaire rapist. And this is one reason why Trump hates him, as a matter of fact, and why Israel hates him. They are running this candidate, AIPAC is the Israeli lobby, which is fine. You know, different countries have lobbies. I have no problem with any of this, by the way. But they're running a candidate against Thomas Massey because Massey has been doing his best to hold Israel accountable and our government accountable regarding the Epstein files. It's just, it's horrendous. But Tom Massey, who is a congressman from Kentucky, is raising lots and lots of good points. So let me just share this audio clip with you.
Congress created the Department of Justice. Congress funds the Department of Justice. And Congress is responsible for the oversight of the Department of Justice. When will we see justice? I'll tell you what I've not seen. I've not seen any arrests from the revelations in the Epstein files, over 3 million documents describing horrible things, describing unspeakable things, so much of it redacted. Over 24 people have resigned, CEOs, members of government worldwide. But I haven't seen any arrests or investigations here in the United States from this Department of Justice. Prince Andrew, Duke of York, who has since been stripped of his royalty, his royal titles, due to his affiliation with Jeffrey Epstein, has been arrested. Peter Mandelson, who previously served as UK's ambassador to the United States, resigned in disgrace from United Kingdom's House of Lords and the Labour Party. And he's been arrested. Former Prime Minister of Norway, Torbjørn Jagland, has been charged. But we don't see any charges, arrests, or investigations in the United States. What do we see? We see our FBI director celebrating in the locker room at the Olympics overseas. It's fine to be proud of this country. But we should be proud of this country because we have a system of justice that works. And yet we do not. Who are the men that should be investigated? I'll name them right here. Leon Black. You don't even have to see past the redactions to see that this man needs to be investigated. Jess Staley, accused of terrible things. It's right there in the files. Why is he not being investigated? And Leslie Wexner. Why did the FBI list him as a co-conspirator in their own documents, in a child sex trafficking case, and then tell him, according to him, that they had no questions for him? Why is that? Well, the Epstein Files Transparency Act requires the DOJ and the FBI to disclose to us their internal memos and emails about how they made those decisions, whether to prosecute or not prosecute. Yet they have not delivered those memos. And we still don't have the memos and documents and emails from 2008 to explain why Jeffrey Epstein was given such a light sentence in what would have been an open and shut case of child sex trafficking, which allowed him to go back and recommit these terrible crimes, create hundreds of more victims, and ensnare so many other people in his conspiracy. Where are those documents that describe those decisions? We need justice. We want the Department of Justice to get to work, and that's what they need to do now.
Yeah. President Trump said in the State of the Union address, we must stop the chemical and surgical mutilation of our youth. I agree. The Chloe Cole Act will permanently end these barbaric medical practices that have left so many of our children scarred and sterilized. Barbaric medical practices. You mean like all the ones that are in the Epstein files? That we have documentation, that we have emails? You mean like those barbaric medical practices? The hypocrisy of President Trump on this issue is beyond breathtaking, and honest to God, the only thing that I can figure out is that he is willing to sacrifice all of this, because if the truth comes out about the United States involvement with Israel, with this Mossad project, with Jeffrey Epstein, and I'm sure the English government's involved in it, UK is involved in it as well, the governments will collapse, institutions will collapse. Nothing else makes any sense. And quite frankly, I don't care if they collapse. I really don't. I want justice. I want all these people being brought to justice. I want to protect these kids. For President Trump, who I agree with on many different issues, to stand up there last night at the State of the Union address, oh, I care about kids. I care about this poor arena woman, and I care about all these kids who are mutilated and this, that, and the other. And what about all the kids who were mutilated by Jeffrey Epstein and all of his monsters? You care about parental rights. Well, what about all the parents of these children who were trafficked? And God only knows what was done to them. It's absolutely unbelievable. Honestly, it's absolutely unbelievable. Mohammed Safa, one of the people I follow on Twitter, ex-Twitter. As someone who works in human rights, I've never seen anything like the Epstein files in my 15-year career. Raped, cannibalized, trafficked, filmed, terrorized, tortured, murdered, 13, 14, 15-year-old children, zero arrests. I don't understand it. Quite frankly, nobody does. More email. Little girl was saying, I was taken to an underground location. I was blindfolded, so I would not know exactly where I was at. It was dark. And when we went through doors, we went downstairs. There was also an elevator in the location. I was kept in a stall. It looked like a horse stall that had short walls on the side so you could see inside. It was really to keep me and the other little girls inside. It was to make it where we could be viewed. Epstein would walk past each girl, including myself, with a lot of men following him, and they would judge us. He told me that I was, quote, fat and ugly, end quote. So that's what he called me. And he said I had to pretend it was him to see if I performed well. He said if I performed well, I could be his girlfriend. Then I would be allowed to be upstairs, he called it. He said the girls upstairs were pretty, and they were his girlfriends. He then raped me and said I was evil because I liked it. I couldn't make my body stop feeling, so he said I had to go to the holding place to pray hard enough to be able to be upstairs with the other girls. There were a lot of pictures of girls naked all over the walls. I had to pray hard to be like them, he said. The girls he said performed well enough went to the line of all the men, and they left. In the Virgin Islands, I was then stopped there. I was 17 years old, was blindfolded and taken to an underground location. It had steps, went downstairs, raped by Jeffrey Epstein. Then there were other men that raped me. I was kept in a stall and... The reports in Columbus that Ohio State students have taken to erasing Leslie Wexler's name off of the campus after the administration refused to distance itself from the disgraced Epstein co-conspirator. The Ohio State University has received God only knows how many hundreds of millions of dollars in blood money from Leslie Wexner. And he gets his name put up on, I guess, different buildings, different parts of the university. The university has no problem keeping the blood money, no problem keeping that name up there. It's a disgrace. It's an absolute, utter, total disgrace. And President Trump, again, with all due respect, because I like the man, he's done lots and lots and lots of good things. But this is unspeakably evil. And this is not the art of the deal, where you trade this off in order to get better numbers for the economy or to get better Abraham Accords or whatever. The two are not mutually exclusive. And by the way, for all and I have many listeners who are hardcore Republicans, MAGA Nation, and that's great. Have you noticed that we still have not seen all the video from January 6th? Remember when Speaker McCarthy said, oh yeah, if you elect us, the Republicans were in charge of the House, then Speaker, I'm going to release all of this. Well, he didn't. I sent FOIA requests to have him released. He ignored them. Sent it to his office in D.C., also to his office in California, and I think Bakersfield or someplace. And now Mike Johnson, nothing. And all seems to have been forgotten, except by Dimitri. These are Republicans. The Republicans control the Supreme Court. They control the White House. They control the Senate. They control the House. Where the hell are all the January 6th videos? Because if we finally got to see all the January 6th videos, we would see what kind of a setup all of this was. And then heads would roll. And yet no heads are rolling. Any charges against any of the conspirators who manufactured the January 6th fiasco? This supposed insurrection that would... more than 200 FBI agents or assets there, according to different reports. President Trump is a Republican. The Republicans control the Supreme Court, the White House, the Senate, the House. We can't even get the video from January 6th like they've been promising us for years. We can get only a fraction of the Epstein files that are all supposed to be released. These are Republicans who are in charge of every God-blessed thing. A lot of people blame Pam Bondi. In fact, Emerald Robinson calls her Pam Blondie. She's on Fox News a lot, talking tough. Oh, we're gonna investigate this, and we're going to send stern letters and this, that, or the other. Dan Bongino, he talked so tough when he was on this radio station. We carried his show, and of course, his podcast was very popular. And then he gets chosen to be part of the Trump administration, and suddenly he says, oh, well, looks like Epstein was a suicide. Yeah, that's what it was. Cash Patel. Another horrendous disappointment. Same thing. But the problem here, dear MAGA Nation, the problem here is not Pam Bondi. It is not Cash Patel. It is not Dan Bongino. They've all sold their souls, but they aren't the problem. The problem, dear MAGA Nation, is President Trump. Where are all the charges? Sending tweets and statements on Truth Social and all that is theater. It's just theater. It's like Jim Jordan going on Fox News talking tough about this, that, and the other. Don't tell me he's not being blackmailed for all the allegations that went on with wrestling with him at Ohio State. Don't tell me he's not being blackmailed. I can't prove it, but don't tell me he's not. Jim Jordan in the House and Josh Hawley and Lindsey Graham in the Senate, all on Fox News. Oh, they all talk tough. Where all the video over the, 40 hours of video for January 6th. They've been promising that to us since McCarthy was the Speaker of the House. We see only a fraction of the Epstein files. You're telling me our president is so impotent that he can't order it with just snap of his finger? That wasn't a very good snap, though. Hold on a second. Got to make this dramatic. You can't tell me he can't release all this and make all this happen without the snap, just with the snap of his finger? Oh, there, that's much better. We spare no expense when it comes to top quality sound effects. Thank you. The problem, dear MAGA Nation, is not Pam Bondi. It's not Cash Patel. It's not Dan Bongino. It's not even a lot of these Marxist judges that have been put in place by Obama, as bad as they are. And they are really, 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 really bad. President Trump could release all of this information, all of the January 6th videos, all of the pictures, everything with the Epstein files as well. Pam Bondi is not the problem. Pam Bondi is doing what her boss is telling her to do. Wake up.